something about the composer of our next song, Samuel Lover, because his story kind of retraces the full course of this afternoon's journey from the shores of Arras to the banks of the Ohio. Samuel Lover was born in Dublin at the very end of the 18th century, same year as Franz Schubert. And he started off to be a stockbroker like his daddy was, and failed at that, so he turned to the arts. He got very good at that, in fact. He became quite well known as a painter of miniatures. He was invited to join the Royal Hibernian Academy. He also became famous as a poet, and a librettist, and a playwright, and a songwriter. He was also, with all these talents, quite adept at what we have now come to call adaptive reuse. In 1826, for example, he wrote a song called Glory of War, which became quite popular, and 10 years later, sure enough, he turned it into a novel. Probably was a song with a lot of verses. And that was so successful that in 1837 he turned it into a play. And that ran in London for 100 nights. In 1844, Lover's eyesight began to go bad enough that he couldn't really paint, and he couldn't also compose and write the way he could use it. So he turned to entertainment and developed a show which he called Irish Nights, and which he toured around England and Scotland and Ireland for several years. Came to the United States with that show, Irish Nights, in 1846. Whether or not he got as far with his show as Pittsburgh, I don't know. But his life did become very important to us here, as I will explain. About the time that Rory O'Moore was packing him into the Adelphi Theater, Samuel Lover had a daughter whose name was Frances. And when Fanny grew up, she married a young chap named Edward Herbert. And in 1859, she and Edward had a son named Victor. And when Victor grew up, in 1898, he came to the Carnegie Music Hall to become the first famous conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony. So that's the journey. Both Victor Herbert and his beloved grandfather were extremely proud to be Irish. And they expressed his pride in writing some wonderful Irish tunes. And if you'll listen now, we'll give you Samuel Lover's most famous, wonderful Irish tune, the Low Back Talk.